Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roane Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblum, here with Dr. Clarity, our superintendent.
How you doing, Marcy?
I'm doing fabulous. It's a little quiet here in the Roane Area School District when we're recording this because it's spring break. But next week, everybody will be back, our students, our families. And we're joined today by two of our good friends from the Roane Area Chamber of Commerce. VASD connects with the Chamber in a lot of different ways. We get to know our community's business owners through monthly networking luncheons. Dr. Clarity serves on the board. Our schools share information and opportunities for interaction in the Chamber's weekly update, and so much more. Today we'll focus on tourism in the Roane area. What brings people here, what the Roane area offers, and the link between VASD's schools and tourism. We're joined by Roane Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lee Jordan and Tourism Coordinator Allison Plummer.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. We're so excited to have our two amazing guests with us today. And as we said, we have Lee Jordan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And Allison Plummer.
Hello. Good morning.
You're excited and ready to go?
I am. All right.
Yes,
this is my debut.
The debut on In the Loop with the Soup? Or our debut with all podcasts?
All podcasts.
All right. We're ready. Ready to rock and roll. First time is the best time. So we're going to make this an exciting day for everyone, but it's part of our journey into community collaboration as aligned with our strategic framework. We want to make sure that our community partners are able to talk about the partnership, not just with the Roane Area School District, but how we enhance our community through what we do in partnership with our businesses and ensuring that people that are coming to the Roane area understand the amazing opportunities that we have here, not just in the form of the school, but our wonderful businesses, our wonderful community, and just a celebration that the Roane area is maybe one of the best places to live around the state of Wisconsin. And so we're excited to be able to go into that conversation today. And we're going to open up with Lee, as we're going to really get a background of what brought you to the position that you're here today. So take us on that journey and let us know what makes Lee Jordan Lee Jordan.
Well, I'm originally from Missouri, so Wisconsin was new to me. More snow than we ever had in Missouri, but I do like the snow. I was a communications major in college, which led me to working for independent lobbyists. And in my role as a lobbyist there, they also put me in charge of communications with all of our associations that we handled. And we managed those associations as well. And that led me to starting an association management firm of my own when my husband and I moved here, which then led me to the Chamber. A lot of what I do at the Chamber is very similar to what an executive director does for any professional association.
Excellent. How many years at the Chamber?
I'm in my 10th year, so
a decade.
Yes.
Excellent.
We'll have a big party.
Big balloon drop for the for the celebration.
Yes, that'd be great.
Tell us about your role at the Chamber. Like, what inspires you to get up and do the work every day?
I really love promoting Verona, and as a small business owner myself for several decades, I think I understand what makes the small businesses tick and what they need and what they like. So the combination of the two, it's just fun every day. It's something different. My job is never the same any day. I come in and my whole list of to-do items doesn't always get done because something else pops up. And I think that's what I enjoy most about it is the variety. It's working with the businesses. It's working with the community. It's planning events for both the businesses and our community.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And same question to you. Just kind of what are your journey to bringing us here, not just your first podcast, but how did you get into the position that you're in today? And give us a little historical context.
Sure. I went to UW-Madison and came out with a degree that I didn't really have a clear path on how I was going to apply that in my adult life, and worked in recruitment for a while and ended up as a small business owner when I started my family. And through that experience was part of the chamber as a business owner, and it was a great opportunity to connect with other people and got to know Lee and everybody in the Verona Chamber, and the time was right for me to transition to this role. And had I known that tourism marketing was a job when I was in college, I would have started a long time ago. I love to travel, and I love telling stories and being creative, and I get to do all of those things in this role, so it's great.
Excellent, excellent. We're so glad that you joined, and you found your passion. That's what matters most.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we tell our kids that are in college, like, you know, find your journey, find your path. It's really about building the skill set and learning how to be an adult as part of the big journey, and then find your passion when you come into the workplace. Right. And you seem to love what you do.
I do. I love it. And yeah, it's not always a straight road to get where you're going, but it's great when you wind up where you want to be.
Excellent. So we're going to stick with you on this next one. So when you think about the opportunity for tourism, with the people that we work with that come to the Verona area for the first time, what are they most surprised to know and experience, and they just didn't know that the things existed in Verona?
Verona's got a lot of surprises tucked in the corners.
Yeah.
For people both that live here and who come to visit for a variety of reasons, there's a great amount of outdoor amenities. So the fact that we've got Badger Prairie Park, the Ice Age Trail, Prairie Marine County Park, just all of the outdoor things you can do here, and the proximity to Madison and the big city, as well as the facilities at Verona, which I know we'll talk about more today.
Absolutely.
But just the fact that we have a great soccer park here, a fantastic golf course, there's quite a bit in our little 15,000 person town. So
absolutely. And as we're making sure that we put out there and we market all the things to do here, there's multiple places to stay, eat, and a lot of activities that can take place. So for either you or Lee, like, what are some of the ones that really stand out? And you want to make sure that those that are listening, both locally and those abroad, we have listeners all over the place. When they're ready to come to Verona, where do we want to make sure that they stop in and check on?
Oh, well, yeah, it's hard to pick. I mean, there's a lot of great places, and we try to think of, from a tourism standpoint, think about us as part of more of a regional area. And so we work a lot with our partners in Paoli, Mount Horeb, New Glarus, Madison, so that people who are coming experience the whole region and not just what's in Verona. But when they're in Verona, I mean, Lake Louis is fabulous. They've got a great outdoor garden, and it's a fun place that people like to go. Again, I mentioned like Prairie Marine Dog Park, or just the park in general is something that is something people really enjoy when they come. Lee, I don't know, what are your other?
I think people are just surprised at how much there is to do here.
Correct.
They don't realize that you can do just about anything here. And I think that's probably one of the biggest surprises. And all of, as Allison said, we'll talk about the facilities, but there are so many great facilities in this area that it's unusual to find that many in such a small area.
Absolutely. And we think about, you know, we're all family people, and if we're bringing our families to a space, we think about safety, we want to think about welcomeness, we think about opportunities to engage, and we think about Verona, that encompasses everything that Verona is. It's a very safe community, very friendly community. I find it to be a very inclusive community for where all families are welcome. So you're thinking about those areas, and we're marketing that out to our families. What can you add to that context of being here longer than I've been in Verona?
Well, I think you really captured that. There's a reason why Verona is called Hometown USA, because it really does feel like a hometown that people envision in their head. People can walk up and down the sidewalks. They can feel safe. Our businesses are all welcoming when sporting events come here, when any type of event comes here. There's the local community theater that involves so many different people. And I do feel like the community is very inclusive, and that people just get a different sort of feel than they do if they go someplace else where, you know, you feel like you're in a city and more of an urban area and can't walk around.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely.
And from a tourism standpoint, leisure travel is not necessarily the priority in Verona, although there's so many things people find when they come. Most people are here for three main reasons. That's business travel, primarily Epic, obviously, is a huge part of the community, and a lot of people travel here because of Epic. But then there's also weddings, surprisingly, are a second biggest reason that people come to the area, and youth sports. And so a lot of people have, you know, we're a destination that is event driven, which is why what the school district and the other major organizers in the community do is so important, because people come here because they have an event, a wedding, a conference, something that they're here for, and then we give them, you know, things that they can go out and explore while they're here. But we hope to bring in as many of those groups as we can, because once they're here, just the convenience, as Lee mentioned, the safety, the fact that everything's really easy to get to, and the facilities are so outstanding, is why people are happy that they're here.
Yeah. And our businesses like having the people come into town.
Absolutely.
So they do welcome them. It's not like, oh, here's another group. They enjoy the people coming into town. And I think that comes through.
Excellent. So we think about, let's just start with the last 10 years. We'll time it up with your timeline there. The Verona has grown a lot.
Yes, it has.
And I think it goes beyond the 10 years. You can't drive 100 yards without seeing a new rooftop coming up in some capacity. So we're very proud to be a part of that growing process. But even in that last 10-year span, what have you noticed about just the growth and the expansion of Verona, and what is the sense of pride in knowing now how fast the city is growing?
Well, for one thing, everybody wants to live here, it seems like, which is why, you know, there's a lot of houses going up, a lot of apartments, a lot of condos. Once people come here, they want to stay here.
Absolutely.
And I think that shows with the growth with all the different businesses we're getting, and the way that the community stands behind all of the different events that we're planning and why people want to come here. We have events that in every season, Verona didn't have those 10 years ago when I started. And I think people are surprised at how active people are in Verona and how much they love Verona and are willing to tell you how much they love Verona all the time.
That's an amazing response. Thanks, Lee. All right, Allison, as you think about, you know, Verona's is on the map nationally now, and we're, you know, we're very proud of that, for both from a school district aspect and just being part of a beautiful community. As you think about places or tourist opportunities that are coming in, what are some of the ones where you may have thought, I didn't even realize they knew about Verona, but they're checking in on us, they want to come see, and they've actually been able to come here and have some amazing events. What are some of the ones that stick out to you?
There's so many amazing things that are happening around us that we don't even realize are going on, which is pretty cool. Next week, for example, there's a national hockey championship that's being hosted. We've got the U15 and U16 divisions that will be here in Verona, and then also at the rink in Middleton. But that's bringing people in from all over the country. In the fall, we had the National Division I College Championships for cross country out at University Ridge, which, again, you saw people walking around probably in head-to-toe gear from UNC and all kinds of, and so those types of events are super important and really fun to see happening right literally in our backyard. The Dairyland Games is something that is now in its third year at the high school. So they host a swimming, weightlifting, and track competition that is a qualifying event for Paralympic athletes. So that again, people are coming from all over and really experiencing the, oh, I know that some of the athletes that came the first year said this was the first time they were in a facility where they felt like they were important. They were at a high quality facility that made them feel like they were the level of athletes that they really are. Because normally they don't have access to facilities of that caliber, and so they keep coming back, and that's what we love to see, obviously.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And so now, you know, and I may be slightly selfishly as a superintendent of Runners Leadership, we're going to talk about VSD and that partnership.
That's an awesome one.
Yeah, I can't go very long without talking about Runner School District. It's part of the job responsibility, and I love to do it, you know. Mm-hmm. And just keep this mindset, and you quote this every day. Every day is a great day to be a Wildcat, mm-hmm. all right? And that's we're very proud of what we're able to do here for our community in our school district. But let's talk about the partnership between the Brunner School District and how that contributes to tourism. And let's also talk about how it contributes to our businesses as well. So, Lee, let's go in reverse order. Lee, let's talk about the business partnerships and how the partnership with the district enhances businesses.
Well, we've always been grateful to have that partnership with the school district. And as Marcy said, with you sitting on our board of directors, we feel like that gives us a great liaison and way for us to keep those communication lines open and find out about that. It's a great way for our businesses to interact with the students through the apprenticeships and having different students come work for them after school or during a school hour if they can. Certainly getting the trades in, because you know there's a lack of those things in the community and a need for those types of jobs. And it's a great way for our businesses to come in and show the students what kind of a career that they can have. And so we're thrilled to have that partnership and be able to get our businesses inside the school.
Yeah, and we're equally happy. We purposely worked with our community to write community collaboration into our strategic framework, so it wasn't just a statement, mm-hmm. it's really a mindset. Mm-hmm. And it sits there right front and center, right there with academic performances, because it's mm-hmm. so important for our full community to be a part of the educational process for our students, because there's, you know, the correlation between great schools and great communities are so tight, and you can't have one without the other. So this is another chance to us to shout out and show our appreciation for allowing us to be partners with you, because that doesn't always happen in every city. Mm-hmm. And it here is what it's one of our strengths.
Well, and I think one of the great things about it is through the school district, you've got so many different programs. Any child can come in here, and whatever their passion is and whatever they think that career path is, they can find it in the school district. And that's unusual for a school district as well.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. And Allison, let's look at it from the tourism aspect of how the partnership with the Rainier School District and tourism.
Yeah, it's critical. We've got some other great places, like we've talked about Red Soccer Park, the Verona Ice Arena, but the school district is definitely in our top three in places that people want to come. The new Aquatic Center allows for a size of competition and spectators that is not available anywhere else in the area. People too are key, and the Aquatic Center, Deb Bossingham, the director there, is so outgoing and willing to work together to find ways to get more and more people to be able to utilize the facility, so that's fantastic. Janine, we all know Janine.
Absolutely.
We love our Janine. But to not only have, you know, a field house that is the size and level of accommodation that ours is, as well as a performing arts center that seats over 1,000 people, to have those facilities, but then also have a person behind it that is able and willing to find ways to balance the school's needs and the athletic department's needs with getting as many people and organizations in to host their events. Is again like very unusual. So that has, I think, in the last 3 years since I've been in this role, the number of events has, I think, more than doubled from outside organizations. So you have to check my check my stats there, but the continued work to create opportunities, find times where things can be hosted. And then, as you said, the more people that come, the more people want to come back, and it's a spider web effect. And so word's getting out.
Good. That's great to know. So let's think about you on this podcast in 5 years in Loop in the Soup, and it's for both you and Lee. And we're having this conversation. What do you see as the future of the partnership with the with our district, and what do you see as the future of the of Verona in terms of business growth, tourism? Like, what's that 5-year goal that you have out in front of you? What you would like to see?
I think it's only going to get bigger and better. Yeah. There are so many businesses who would like to open up here, and it's just a matter of getting the right space for them. Verona is a place that people want to live, work, and play.
Absolutely.
And I just see it getting bigger and better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the measurable impact in terms of dollars with what the events at the school district and our other facilities bring into the community ultimately will drive more growth and other businesses that are there to provide, lodging, restaurants, other services, potentially event center. It's all connected, and so the more we see big events coming into town, the more opportunity there is for other businesses to also to sprout up here. And so I think the ecosystem around supporting visitors and having amenities here is going to kind of be something we see more of in the next 3 to 5 years.
I don't think sometimes the residents realize how much money the tourism brings in to the community and how that helps all of our local residents and our local businesses.
Excellent. That's so true. That's so true. And so right here, and Lee, you got a sneak peek on it at our at the last commerce meeting, but we are going to be starting the Verona School District Board of Businesses where to establish stronger business partnerships here between all of our business owners and the school district, as we think about that 5-year plan and of continuous growth and making sure that the partnerships stay strong and we're able to our businesses are able to see where their investments are going, and that's what's really key. We want to be able to see the strong academic performances of our students, highlight all of the arts, the career tech opportunities that we have, and just get into our classrooms to be able to see what our amazing world class teachers do on a daily basis. So we're excited to get that up and running, and we'll be hearing more about that community wide in the next few months as we start that program next year. But this is the next step, and I honestly don't think we could do that without our work with the chamber and being able to make sure we have access to our businesses to get those partnerships going. So thank you for that opportunity.
We're always happy to help and foster those partnerships with the businesses as well.
Excellent. So in closing, we're going to go maybe about 90 more seconds, but I want to make sure our audience is able to understand how to get more information about upcoming events and what to do in the Verona area. So what information do we have for our listeners out there?
Well, for the community events that we host, you would go to the chamber website, which is veronawi.com. And for tourism and all things to do in the area is the Visit Verona site, which is visitverona.com.
Visit Verona WI.
Oh, excuse me. It's a good thing Allison is here.
Yes, Visit Verona WI, and there's a way to contact me on there. So people I'm always happy to hear from community members who may have teams or other organizations that are interested in hosting an event here and need some help. I do a lot of event support, and so they can always reach out to me to help get the ball rolling.
And our chamber offices are also the Welcome Center.
Absolutely.
For Verona.
Absolutely. Well, It's about our drive time. We try to do a drive time of 20 minutes as people listen to our podcast, and that seems to be the way to get everyone engaged and just drive safe, but also listen to some good dialogue. And you two have just been amazing guests today and been able to talk about our community, talk about Verona. We can celebrate Verona all day long, but we try to keep it at 20 for today. So I want to extend our appreciation on behalf of the Verona Area School District for your partnership and your work, and on behalf of our community, just to let you know, these are two amazing people that are advocating for Verona every single day. So thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks for tuning in today, everybody. And hopefully, whether you're down the street or across the country, you learned a little bit more about the Verona area. And we have enticed you to come out and visit all that we have to offer. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Solderbloom. Thank you for listening to In the Loop with the Soup.